I already messed it up.
Wow, you actually sound like you have a podcast voice.
I don't know if I should fight you or thank you.
I'm really happy. I'm also drunk.
What a dumb fucking idea.
I'm actually very excited for this.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to it now. Yeah, exactly.
Something new about you? Hope so. This is the whole point.
Impossible. We've talked way too much. way too much.
The best Cinderella.
Whoa, hold on. Which one are you saying is the best Cinderella?
The Whoopi Goldberg one?
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure we were on the same page there. All right,
cool. Yeah. That one's the best one.
This just made me think of this real quickly. Top three Disney animated movies?
I think we've done this before.
I think we have too, but I don't remember what yours were.
Ooh, I think I said Lion King.
Yeah, because you're wrong. Yeah.
I know. I think I did Lion King, Mulan, and did I say Monsters, Inc.? No, we didn't.
That's
do
Pixar.
Disney. I know.
Because mine are 1, Aladdin, 2, Robin Hood, and 3 is probably Alice in Wonderland because it's so weird and trippy.
Oh, I fucking hated Alice in Wonderland.
Because it weirded you out or because...
Yeah.
Or you just didn't like it straight up?
I think I didn't realize that I was going to be into psychedelics the first time I watched it as a child.
She didn't really understand what was going on. You're like,
I didn't understand what was happening. And then later on in life, I was like, oh.
Oh, a mushroom that makes you bigger. Oh, okay.
I can't remember what my... Actually, I can't remember what my Disney ones are. That's fine. Remember my overall ones, though.
Oh, yeah. What were they?
This
is Little Lit, the podcast where I don't let Danny talk. Hi, my name is Andrew Klima.
My name is Danny Burford.
And it's, actually, I do let her talk because otherwise it'd be a very, very weird podcast. But
it would be.
Little Lit is where we do whatever the hell we want to do as opposed to just talk about books. And today we are taking that to new extremes. Because if we're being honest, we were struggling for a topic about this. We didn't have anything that was like really speaking to us. And we had some ideas, but I think there are things that need to be fleshed out a little bit that we couldn't really do right now. So Danny was looking for things to talk about. And you came across what now?
168 questions to ask friends that are fun, personal, and deep from Teen Vogue.
So we started to read this very briefly, and then we said, you know what we're going to do? Not do that. And we're just going to start up this episode, and I have pulled up a random number generator that has the limits of one to 168, and we are going to just run this random number generator and answer whatever questions are out. So
I'm so
ready?
Fucking stoked. Yeah.
All right. Ooh, it does a little like a wheel wind up thing too. 124.
Ooh. 124. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh.
Watch all these just be like stupid as fuck, and we have to make up our own questions.
Well, there is a slight issue.
Okay, what's that?
Is
it taking forever to load or something?
No. The thing is that it's not 168 questions, like 1 through 168. It's like in...
They're in categories.
It's like,
Okay, I see it. I think I found the same one that you're talking about. Okay, let me do some math on this real quick. Let me math this out so we can figure this out. All right, so first number is 124. All right, I have to find this section because this is divvied up stupid because they decided to have...
It's Teen Vogue.
All right, so then let me just find it quickly. Are you a superstitious person?
Yes.
In what ways would you say, Danny, that you are a superstitious person?
I think I'm wrong. I don't think I'm superstitious. Actually, sometimes...
Yes, Actually, on second thought, no.
Well, I think sometimes I mistake my OCD for being superstitious.
Okay, okay, fair.
So, like, there are moments where I'll get very OCD about how many steps I take on the sidewalk between sidewalk blocks.
Yes, I know what you mean. I very much know what you mean.
And I can't step on the crack. So, but if I take two steps in, like, one little square of cement sidewalk, then I can only take one the next one. So I don't think that makes me superstitious. I don't think there's nothing like in my life that I do because I want to make something happen.
Well, here's a question though. If you took like two steps in that one concrete block and then you had to take one step in the next block, if you took two steps in that second block instead of one, do you have a mental thought about like what the repercussions would be or something like
no.
that? Okay. It's just like, oh, okay, I have to do this. This is just nature.
Yeah, just like a counting thing. Like I have okay, like gotcha. But there's no like repercussions that come with it, no. I don't have like anything that I do slash wear that's like my lucky something, like if I do this then like I'll get this. So I would say no, not in that sense am I superstitious.
Yeah, gotcha.
But I do believe in karma.
Oh, you actually believe that shit comes back around?
Sometimes. Maybe I'll make it come back around.
I believe well, first of all, we are misusing karma because that's just the nature of the karmic cycle in Western culture, but like otherwise I guess my thing with that is that I think that some things naturally come around in that people act shitty a lot and eventually that will come back around on them because no one else is going to trust them anymore. Or because like, you know, something like, I think it's like natural repercussions as opposed to this like cosmic balancing act or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. I am not superstitious in general. However, I do follow the rules of jinxes. Now, push comes to shove. Do I think that me saying, wow, Arsenal is definitely going to win this soccer game actually controls and like all of a sudden like Arsenal's going to lose it because I noted this out loud? No, I don't. But will I knock on a wooden bar after I or someone else says that anyways? Yes, I will. And I absolutely will.
Andy, I thought you meant Jinx, you owe me a soda. Like, you say something at the same time.
No, I don't do that shit. Dear God, no.
Okay, incredibly... I can see that.
I was gonna try to jinx you real quick. That doesn't work with me at all. I don't really care about that. But I do, like, that idea of, like, saying something is gonna happen and then, like, what the fuck are you doing? I remember someone saying things like that at a bar, being like, you know, like, oh, man, like, I, like, you know, oh man, no, I'll have another drink tonight. Like, I never get called early in the morning for meetings regardless. Like, so it won't matter if I'm hungover. I'm being like, what are you doing? Why would you say that out loud without immediately like knocking on wood or making something like you don't do that. And again, like, do I actually think that that controls anything? No, of course not. But do I follow it anyways? Yeah, I do.
It's called faith. Do.
you have to just let it go. Just
let it happen. All right.
New number. 147 is the new number. Okay, hold on.
I'm excited for this. I actually didn't know that you were a wood knocker.
That is such a weird fucking thing to say.
You wood knocker, you.
that sounds like
it is kind of like an insult.
It's it sounds a lot more like vicious than I think it actually is. It's like for something like that sounds like homophobic in some way.
Oh no. I mean that. All
right. What's your favorite season and why? I like how they put the and why as if like we wouldn't figure that out. You're using Teen Vogue to spur your conversations with friends, and you're like, hey, what's your favorite season? Summer. Okay, cool. Next question.
I think that my favorite season is I don't know. I love hot weather just because I love like being outside, but I don't like humid weather. So yes. I think that for me it's like the third nice spring day.
Yeah, when you know it's not a fluke. And yes, so, like, and so you're kind of like you're leaning into it a little more. Everyone's excited to be outside.
Exactly. And it's not like overly hot, but I would like it to be like 68. Like in the sunshine, it's night, like it's really nice.
Yeah.
And like you want to be outside, like on the grass.
Yeah.
With a blanket, of course. So I'm fucking allergic to grass. What about you?
I mean, it is fall or spring, and I have to kind of think about this. Because winter, winter does kind of add up over time, but it doesn't bother me the way it does some people. I totally get it, by the way. Like, I mean, and to be fair, like your winter is a lot worse than like what I've been dealing with as well. So, like, there are degrees for all of this, but like actual degrees as well on the Fahrenheit scale. But like, it doesn't really. I don't ski or snowboard, so there's no draw to it for me. I don't do any wintry activities. They're not a big part of my life. But like. So you'd think I'd be like, oh, well, then if I don't like the cold, then I must like the warmth. Like, no,
exactly actually. What I was
thinking. I hear what you're saying. I don't like hot weather either, but humid weather is fucking miserable. Like,
humid sucks. Yeah,
like July and August are the two worst months of the year, if you ask me. Like, they're multiple reasons.
Just... Your birthday. Like,
nope. Mine's in June. Mine's still during good weather.
Oh, I thought
Screw
you said
you.
June and July.
No, July and August. Take that. Oh, so you didn't know you didn't know my birthday. You just didn't hear me. All right.
No, I didn't hear you.
I guess you're an okay friend still.
Thank you. Please invite me to your party.
Oh, details coming. My default for years has always been fall, and I still think that's the case because like I get people are like, oh, but then you know winter's coming. Like, yeah, but like
yeah,
it's great, and like
you always know winter is coming. It's how fucking seasons work.
Exactly. Like there's no mystery here. It's not like global warming, though. A little bit of a mystery. Things are gonna change as far as that goes. Yes. Remember when we were reading the Lise Erdrich book? We did a guest episode with Hannah came on.
Oh, yeah,
and there's
that
one line in the book where it's like basically talk about like you know how you know. And that was the last time it snowed or something along those lines. And it's like, or I have to tell people in the future, like what snow is like, because it's never going to happen again. Like,
yeah.
Are we getting close to that? Or is that,
maybe we will keep the Minnesota house. It'll be like prime real estate.
it'll be a temperate climate in 20 years, 15 years. Fall's just great for a lot of reasons. I mean, I'm a big soccer fan, so like soccer starts up. Then I mean, like the NFL. If you're like, I still follow, even though I don't really care about nearly as much as I used to. But basketball starts up, which is great. Hockey starts up. Like sports is all good. It's great weather. It's not like people are bitching because it's like turning cold, but it's realistically not too cold to like go out and do stuff or anything like that.
That's when like festivals are happening too. Like you have Oktoberfest that's happening, you have other things that are happening.
But I will say, like, you're absolutely right that there is something about those first couple of days when people in the spring, when people are like, oh we can do stuff outside again. Like every year I do, I mean, as you well know, I do like a really restricted like drinking thing for the first three, sometimes four months of the year. And like, as soon as that kind of breaks and it's nice, it starts to get nice, it's really cool to just be like, oh, everyone is super fucking pumped to be out again. Like, that's a really fun time to like go out to bars and like hang out with friends and like plan events and things like that, like or trips or something. Like, it's a really cool time of year. I think I still stick with fall, but like I've come a lot more around on spring being like a possible best season for sure.
Yeah, I think also I don't really get spring allergies, so that's also. But I do get fall allergies.
Mm-hmm.
But not, I don't get any allergies in the spring, so that's also
then
a benefit.
Even more reason. All right, 43 is the number on this one. Okay, hold on a second. Let's find out where that is on here. It is really dumb that these things weren't numbered 1 through 68. It's just really frustrating. But oh well, what are you gonna do? All right. So
can you give the category like what kind of person you're supposed to ask this question to?
All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. These are personal. So personal questions to ask friends. These are fun questions to ask friends. is this one? This is the most. This is the most have you ever had a friend before type fucking list in the world. What what's your favorite movie? Okay, this is very weird. What's your favorite movie romance is the question. And it ends with a question mark. And then it says right after that, commercial question mark? Like, what's my favorite commercial romance? Is that what we're doing? Or what's my favorite? Anyways, what's your favorite movie romance?
Obviously, Bella and Edward.
This has been Loyal Lit, the podcast where we never otherwise give outro. All right.
No, I'm just joking. My favorite. Have you ever seen the movie About Time?
No. I don't think I've ever heard of that offhand.
Oh God, it has Bill Nighy in it. Okay. And it has he actually just won a Golden Globe for being in The Patient.
What's it called again?
About Time.
About Time, okay.
And it has
Donald Gleason?
Rachel
McAdams, yeah.
Rachel McAdams.
Who I love, but yeah.
It's a really good one. It's just a really good movie, and two, it's like it's has some really good romances in it.
Yeah, Donald Gleason, for anyone who is unaware, is the guy who plays Faramir in The Lord of the Rings.
It also has not just him in it though. It has the main guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, I understand. Wait, no, hold on. Yeah. Is Donald Gleason?
No,
that's not him. Sorry, who am I thinking? This is the dude who plays Hux in The Last Jedi. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And he's also a Weasley.
Yes, he is Bill Weasley, apparently. Mm-hmm. I'm looking through his IMDb page. He's also, no, he's not. I'm still thinking the other guy who played Faramir. God damn it. All right. He was in the Last Jedi. And by the way, anyone who thinks The Last Jedi is bad and that Rise of Skywalker is good, you can just go fuck off and never listen to this podcast again. Just eat shit. The movie fucking sucks.
That's speaking for both of us now, I see.
I don't give a shit. That's fine. Rise of Skywalker is utter trash. The Last Jedi is actually an interesting and good movie, and I will fight anyone about that. But yes, this guy. Romance? Gotcha. Great romance.
What's your favorite romance? I can't wait to hear about your favorite romantic movie from like 25 years ago.
It's the only way it's going to happen, right? Also, by the way, like when I went to the IMDb page for About Time, it said from the creator of Love Actually. I went real side-eyed at you for a second.
It's actually good though, because it's not about what you think it's going to be about.
Okay, fair enough. Favorite romance. It's actually fucking tough because like there are like the kind of like sweeping crazy ones that you're like, but I also just like more mundane, like, oh, like these people just fucking get each other and like that's why they're good. And I'm trying to think of it. Like my very first sarcastic response was Marla Singer and the narrator from Fight Club, because because of obvious reasons. What would be a No. This is how I will admit. Like, I obviously this is a bad audio, but I'm trying to. I am trying to think. No, I don't believe that though. It's not messy enough for me. Not messy as in drama filled. I mean like
sexual.
I mean that you have no idea why these characters love each other. I'm not saying that they don't or anything like that, but there's no real, like, in the movies at least, and I don't even think in the books there's not that much. Like, there's no real, like, this is why they fell in love and this is why they are destined to be
sometimes
together.
It's shenanigans.
I call shenanigans.
I don't know why I'm marrying Sean. He just showed up one day.
He's like, hey, I'm going to live with you in Minneapolis. And you're like, okay. Yeah.
Just met him. So weird.
I'm gonna backburner this one and think about it as we go along just so I don't drag this out too much longer. I really, like honestly, when I do, when I see something depicted, especially like on like in movies that like actually works really well, I really do like dig it, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I will think of this and try to get back to it. All right, only number 39 now, so we don't have to travel too far. 43.
What's your second favorite romance?
What do you do when no one else is around?
What do I do when no one else is around?
Teen Vogue asking the really, really dicey questions in this one.
Oh God. I don't know. I don't really hide a lot of myself.
Yeah, it's not. Well, I will say, like, I try not to do it around people as much, but I have very bad sinuses, and so I end up clearing my throat like a whole lot. Like not just the like but like the really like really kind of aggressive ones. Yeah, some really disturbed stuff there. Yeah. And like I don't like doing that, but it really is essential for me to properly breathe, so it's really gross, and I acknowledge that, but here we are.
I think mine is relax.
Really just getting a meta view of this question, huh? It's like
well, like, I have a really hard time with relaxing, and I'm not alone all that often, unless I'm working, so at that point, mm-hmm. work.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm picturing like Hotel Danny, which is which is like I will like sit in bed and watch trash TV and relax. So I'm gonna say relax, because if I have like people around, I'm generally in host mode.
Do you do the whole bathrobe after a bath type relaxing on a hotel bed, or is this more just like a vegetative state as opposed to like the whole nine yards of
vegetative
like production?
State.
Okay, gotcha. I wasn't sure if it was I'm gonna pamper myself while I'm alone. Okay, gotcha.
No, I treat myself poorly. No.
I am a bad influence on me.
Oh, it is like I don't clean up after myself. I also always, if I'm at a hotel, always put the do not disturb sign until I'm leaving, so that when I don't have to clean up anything, I don't even have to attempt to pick up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I turn into a monster.
Monster.
Jinx. All right.
Oh, man. I refuse to abide by that. All right. 65 is the next one. 84.
You can do it, I believe.
Oh, what was your AIM screen name or your first email address?
Mine's lame. It's Danny Be Good.
It's not lame. It's just like it's pretty stock and pretty standard as far as those things go. Was that referential at that point, or did you just did you understand?
I had no idea what it was about, but it was given to me by my basketball coach when I was like 8.
Oh, okay.
And then it kind of like went from there, and like my nickname, well, not my nickname, but people always called me Danny B, because one of my best friends growing up, her name was Danny as well, but her last name started with an L, and so if her name was hyphenated, it would have been Danielle, and she didn't want to be called Danielle.
Yeah, fair point. So you got.
So then
you,
I got
you,
Danny B.
Yeah, you got the abbreviation as far as that. Yeah. Weird that you didn't. You weren't getting like esoteric Chuck Berry references when you were like 15 years old. Who knew?
No, I definitely didn't. But like people like acknowledged it, and then like I didn't acknowledge it.
You're like, oh yeah, cool.
What about you? Was it like soccer lover XOXO 6969?
Fuck no. No, mine was, of course, a very bad Simpsons reference, which is, it was a Rex Banner 7. It still is the email address I have through Yahoo, which I still use to like buy stuff and to shop online and to like register for websites and things like that. It's basically my like spam catch-all, email.
I still have
and I use
AOL
my Gmail one with like friends or whatnot. Sorry.
Yeah. I said, I still have my AOL one, which I use. Someone locked me out of it, so I
figure
out what to do with that.
Oh, I mean, you might want to make sure no one's stealing your identity, Danny Be Good.
Someone already stole my identity.
Again?
Not again, but like, I mean, this happened like in December.
Yeah. Well, no,
I lied over the summer.
How far did that go? They just hack some passwords or whatnot?
I mean, they had a photo of my license, my Massachusetts license.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they hacked into my email and then got a photo from
AOL email?
No, not even. Okay, like my okay. they and then they got a photo of my license that I used for getting an apartment during COVID when you had to send everything over email.
Gotcha. So you had it saved somewhere in an email, and then poof. Yeah,
I know. I'm like, and I had to put a pause. I'm like currently on like a pause on everything for the next like 2 years.
That's I forgot about this. Yeah, that's right. That's fucked up. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just using like Rex Banner is a character from The Simpsons. He's the cop who comes to town during Prohibition and talks like a 1920s like papa. And I still love The Simpsons. I love The Simpsons growing up. I still love it to death. And that was a very obvious and easy choice for a first like reference to something. And then 7, just because it's like the lucky number and everything like that. So yeah. no big surprises there. All right. Number one, first overall question. Which I'm sure is really
what's your name?
Yeah, these go in order. Yeah, this is from the personal questions to ask friends section. Okay. And it is what embarrasses you the most, and or what's been your most embarrassing moment?
Besides forgetting our current president's name at my most recent party that I was at, what embarrasses me most? Honestly, I think that was probably one of my most embarrassing moments in a long time, because especially around people that like I didn't really know that well.
Yeah,
that was pretty hard.
Did you try to call him something else, or did you just blank completely? You were like, I can't remember Joe Biden's name, so I'm like, you know, he's like an older guy who just, you know, we didn't think he was going to be president, but then
I knew who he was. I was like, it's Obama's president.
I know you're not an idiot who wouldn't know these. Well, I know that you would know these things. So I was curious as you're trying to remember, you're like, he's the guy that like, and you're just trying to like save like stall and like also prove that like, no, I do in fact know who this is.
Yeah, no, I did that. But I think that's probably like the most embarrassing thing that I've done recently. Most of the things that I get embarrassed by, I can quickly self-deprecate, turn them into something into my favor.
We're just like,
so yeah, what about you? What are you most embarrassed by?
I'm the type of person who like I get in my own head a little bit sometimes, when I'm doing something like that I think that I shouldn't be doing. if I'm judging myself for something, I assume that everyone else is judging me as well, and so I start to assume that like, oh no, everyone here knows that I in fact have been drinking and hanging out with friends for the last 3 days, and I've not done anything of import whatsoever. As I'm going out the next day, like to the store to actually like get my life back on track or something like that. Most embarrassing moments. I don't know. I mean, I can think of like some tangential shit along the way, but nothing that's really like egregious.
God, I have so many.
There was one time we took a trip to London. Me and people from Parler or through Parler, and one of the first nights that we were there, we were looking for. Like just to hang out later on at night, and so me and a friend of mine went down to like a store that should not be selling liquor, but was willing to sell us liquor at basically double the cost of the bottle. We bought a bottle of Grouse. So it's like, which is whiskey. I don't know if it's only in England or if it's like, you know, somewhere else as well. And that first night we get back and we're all like kind of like we're all. Just passing the bottle around the table, like pouring little like shots in the glasses, and just like just hanging out and talking and like and drinking whiskey. It was a very fun night. It was very cool. And then the next night, we were coming back from somewhere else from being out, and we got another bottle of that same whiskey because it was like, nice. Ha, like it was fun last night. And then we started doing something similar. And then people were like, I'm gonna turn in. I'm going to take it easy today or whatever. And so people started to kind of fade off. And I was like. I like whiskey though, and so I'm gonna stay here a little bit. And my friend Dan or Garvey like to tell a story of like you know, waking up in the morning and like coming downstairs and like walk by my room and like the lights are full blast, no one's like, I'm not in my bed or anything like that, and he's like, huh. And he gets downstairs and there's like a trail of like my Nintendo DS, my keys, my wallet, leading over to the couch where I am passed out, clearly having drank most of this bottle of whiskey. And I was incredibly hungover that next day, and I didn't do anything until dinner, basically. When I met them out at night, it was a waste of a day in London, obviously. But I just remember being like, all right, that didn't need to happen. it was more sheepish than embarrassed, I think. But it was like, come on, man.
Oh man, your embarrassing stories are far less than mine.
I also might be toning it down a bit for some reason. All right, one more, and then I think we can get on out of here. All right, this is also 22. This is also from the personal questions to ask friends.
What is your actual embarrassing story?
22. What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh man. I have so many.
I actually don't have that many because I only online dated for a very brief time in my life, and but I have something from that from there. So,
I think one of the worst dates I ever went on was I'd actually gone on a couple of dates with this guy. This guy was an enigma. Maybe not. Actually, he's just a white man. But we went to Flatbreads in Davis, and we went to go candlepin bowling, and he was trying to I didn't want to go candlepin bowling. I don't care.
Yeah.
My competitive nature is literally -2. Like, I don't, it is not he's my like, alignment.
He's like, oh, I've got this cool activity that'll bring out a little spark of competitiveness. And you're like,
yeah, he also acted like it was like the coolest idea ever. I was like, yeah, I've been fucking bowling before. So
minor league bowling at that.
Yeah. So he's trying to teach me how to bowl, like trying to teach me how to candlepin bowl. But he's like getting really into it. And I kept on like doing better than him, but not because I'm like actually good. It was like a fluke, you know?
Yeah,
so I'm glad it happened that night.
Beginner's luck type shit. Yeah.
And he started getting pretty annoyed and he ripped his pants. It was pretty bad. That was a bad one. That was like, he kept on telling me like how to throw the ball, and I was basically sitting there and I was like, I don't care. I told him that. I was like, I don't care. I don't care how to throw the ball. I don't care. I'm here to like have some drinks and eat some pizza. Like, I don't care.
And have a conversation and see if this is actually anything interesting. But like, I'm not really chomping at the bit to learn the proper way to do the candlepin bowl.
And then he asked me if I wanted to make out in the Rite Aid parking lot. And I looked at him and I was like, do I look like a girl who makes out in dark parking lots?
All right, yes, let's go. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, so I said no to that. Anyway, that was a pretty bad one.
I have no, like, horror stories. Like, most of my dating has been people that I have known first, and then not saying like friends with, but like met in person first, and then like, you know, had dates afterwards. So like there was always like there was already some level of like, you know, understanding of who a person was or whatnot. But I did like use like the dating apps for a bit of time, and I had one that was just, it was less bad and more just like, what are we even fucking doing here? So like I matched with some girl on like Bumble or whatever it was, and we met up at Grendel's Den in Harvard, and from the jump, like from the very beginning of the date, like she very clearly was like not interested, and it's like, and I'm talking within the first like, you know, 3 minutes or something like that, and it's like. You know how I look. Like, you saw my pictures on this app, and I.
So it was
and
like
I,
an aesthetic thing.
Oh, I have no idea. Well, that's the thing. I never asked, so I don't really. Know. Like, I. But like I didn't do that thing where you like you know, only show your best pictures, and then you have like and like you like really flattering ones that are not really indicative of you overall. Like, no, I showed like normal
the
pictures
real
of me.
Ones.
I showed pictures of me without like a hat or a beanie or something like that in my head, so it was clear that I would be bald and shit like that. Like there was no mystery here. But we matched, so it's like, okay, cool. Like we seem to be. I assume that we are attracted to each other, and we should like see how this works out. From like. Too early in the conversation for her to be like, nah, I don't like this guy's personality, which would be totally fair because everyone's allowed to just not vibe with someone. It's totally cool.
I barely vibe with you.
I can't believe we've lasted 150 episodes of this podcast. It's ridiculous. And like, yeah, there was just nothing coming back from that side of the table whatsoever. Not even attempts at conversation. Like every now and then, like something would break through and she'd like kind of start to talk about something and then would pull back and it'd keep being awkward. And it wasn't like it was a car crash type thing. It wasn't like it was just the worst thing ever. It was just like, why are we here? Why are we doing this? If we're even going to bother. And then like, I think we lasted two drinks and then it was like, all right, like, oh, it was very nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. And then, like a week later, I assume that she got drunk and texted me because she texted me something about, like, I think it was about the New York Giants because we briefly talked about, like, football. And, like, I have no idea at this point, to be honest. Yeah. But it was something along those lines, something really random. And I texted something back and she, like, laughed at it. And then I never heard from her again. I was like, what are we even doing? Like, why is this even happening? Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do, and you definitely remember this, is I used to have friends go on their first dates at Bukowski's.
Yes. Oh, yes. God. And I remember being there like, for at least watch. One of you. Well, yeah. Yeah. And text with them while they were like 10 feet away or something. Yep. Yeah.
Or like order them drinks and shit like that. Oh, my God. Just to like make people. I would try and do that with one of my really good friends, April. And she would never tell me where they were going on dates. She would purposefully never, because she knew. And I wanted to go so bad so many times. Whatever, just ruin my fucking dreams, April, like you always do.
Oh yeah, this is an anti-April podcast.
Anti-April podcast. It's gonna be what we're gonna rename Lit.
We gotta get Sean on here sometime.